It was 1889, a very bad year for me. I died. However, our story concerns a youth, Neddy Seagoon, a young swaggering fellow. Women threw themselves at his feet.
It was the best-looking part of me. I was studying at Cambridge University, tradition, you know. My father had been a light blue, mainly due to poor circulation. However, I followed in his footsteps. And after 3 years' hard study, I finally managed to fail my exams. It was a shock, but my more intelligent classmates comforted me in my sorrow.
I can't all be clever, Neddy.
No, you should know, Eccles.
Oh, I know,
yes.
Eccles.
How did you get on?
I got a special anniversary diploma.
What for?
17 years in the kindergarten.
I don't believe it. 17?
Oh, yeah. The teacher won't let me leave.
Why not?
Oh, I married her.
Married you?
Yeah, well, after all, I'm only human, Neddy.
I hadn't noticed it.
Well, she has.
Professor Spawn, come in, sir.
Thank you, Thicum. As you're leaving college, I've recommended you for a post with the British Museum.
British Museum, sir, but could I do the job?
Do it. It's right up your street.
Well, it'll save bus fares.
It's Egyptology, and I've recommended Eccles as well.
Oh, good, mine. Oh, what's the money like?
It comes in various sizes, pennies, threepenny bits, you know. They pay according to intelligence.
We can't live on nothing.
Live on nothing?
Yeah.
Rubbish.
And so we lived on rubbish. But I got the job, assistant Egyptologist. It was easy work, but the hours were very long, 70 minutes each. One winter's night, I was working late. And...
Yeah. Oh.